Hi, everybody, and welcome to Easter Saturday Bite-Sized Political Podcast, and hope this one finds you well. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. Do check them out. And let's talk about a big story that broke yesterday on Good Friday, and that was it was rumors on social media, but it was then confirmed by the mainstream media eventually that the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, MP Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, the man who delivered up the changes, acceptance of the IRC border, has resigned after rape charges. That's right, repeat, rape charges, or so the BBC says. So anyway, Geoffrey has been charged with rape and other historical sexual offences and has resigned as DUP leader with immediate effect. A 57-year-old woman has also been charged with aiding and abetting in connection with the alleged offences. I wonder who she might be. They were both arrested on Thursday morning by PSNI detectives and were questioned before being charged on Thursday night. Sir Geoffrey has said he will be strenuously contesting the charges and he's going to be appearing in court next month. He and this 57-year-old woman. In a statement, the DUP said the party chairman has received a letter from Sir Geoffrey Donaldson MP confirming that he has been charged with allegations of an historical nature and indicating that he's stepping down as leader of the Democratic Unionist Party with immediate effect. His appointment, here's an interesting bit, folks. His Sir Geoffrey was a member of the Privy Council, which is kind of the inner circle of the British political establishment. Wasn't it interesting that just two nights ago, Mr. Gavin Robinson, DUP MP, became a member of the Privy Council? Isn't that what a coincidence? I'm sure those things are just completely coincidental. Now, okay, I'm going to get into this one now in a bit of detail. Now, being careful of the law, I would start by pointing out that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson is innocent until proven guilty. So we've got to afford him the, that. I mean, that just goes without saying. And secondly, I think we have to also say that clearly, based on the information which is circulating, there will be great distress in, let's say, the family circle for particular reasons. So I am mindful of those two things. But I would rather than talk about, the rumors or the allegations, which are very, very serious, allegations. Let's talk about the political machinations instead, shall we? Because I think we can do that without referencing too much the actual alleged crime. So, as you know, the big change in the past couple of months has been a sudden DUP pivot away from their rejection of Stormont based on the Irish Sea border, and instead their acceptance, led by Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, of the so-called New Deal that was put in place, which of course is no deal and which is a complete surrender of principles espoused by the DUP. So that's weird, that, isn't it? It's weird. It's not one of these weird coincidences. So this guy leads his party in so-called negotiations, pretty much abandons all the pledges that his party had made, and his party more or less agrees with that. He gets very, very favourable PR. Everything's super duper good. And then, boom, along comes the allegations. And as has been said to me, it's a wee bit like, I'm sure you're familiar with, in any of the I'm starting to get stuck record here. I'm just trying to find something here. The way when the mafia said to you, look, if you don't do this, then, we're going to get you. So then someone does what the mafia say, but then they get them anyway. Interesting that, isn't it? Interesting. So anyway, the DUP have done a massive U-turn, lots of dissent, lots of on the DUP vote here in Northern Ireland, very agitated at what's been done by Sir Geoffrey Donaldson's led DUP. Now, essentially, Sir Geoffrey may well be able to clear his name. We'll have to wait to see. But I think his political career is pretty much over. I think he's gone. So we'll have to see now who the this guy, Gavin Robinson from East Belfast MP, is taking his place temporarily. Will he remain the leader? I don't know. There's an election coming up, and it's going to be very, very difficult for the DUP. The figurehead has gone, and gone in very, very, as I'm sure you would agree, murky conditions. And, you know, another point I'd make is Sir Geoffrey was a Privy Councillor, which is to say the elite of the elite. And to be a Privy Councillor, you have to be vetted. You see, there has to be really deep vetting to make sure you're a suitable person to be told all the inner secrets of the political state. Yeah? So my question, did anyone vet Sir Geoffrey? What do you think? And then here's another point. As I say, isn't it a remarkable coincidence? Because Sir Geoffrey now will have to obviously step down from the Privy Council as well as political life. But Gavin Robinson suddenly gets appointed to the Privy Council. So you've got to ask questions. Who knew what and when? And what exactly was happening in the background? I think these are reasonable questions to ask without any direct reference to alleged criminality or otherwise. We just have to wonder these things. So it's not every day the leader of a significant political party is charged with rape. That's what's happened. We shall watch the fallout. It's not going to be good news for unionism in general, of course. It's not good news for the DUP in particular, and it's really not good news for Mr. Geoffrey Donaldson. The other interesting thing in this is the timing of this. He has been, these charges have come on Good Friday, 26 years since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. 26 years ago, Geoffrey Donaldson walked out of those Good Friday Agreement talks, damning David Trimble then for betraying his principles and signing up to them. 26 years ago, to the very day that he has now become a victim to, or maybe not so much a victim, but someone who's very much in the intense scrutiny, not just of politics, but it appears, if the PSNI are correct, of the law. Thanks for listening.